What are you listening to?
Another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Hello and welcome back to Girls Who Read.
It's a new podcast you're listening to.
Three Maddies in a book.
No, it's Mad Chatter. We're back. I don't know, episode four, three, one of those.
Yeah, we've lost count and we've lost consistency, but that's okay.
We had a week off for Easter, but we're back. We're better than ever. We're refreshed. A couple of us have a new trophy in the cabinet. Woo!
Yeehaw.
That was a Team Girls Cup reference for anyone playing along. And a home team GC.
It was actually really fun. Mm-hmm. I reckon, like, I've played in a lot of preseason tournaments, and that was by far.
In my time.
Oh, over the decades back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, we had a bit of a different setup. But no, this one was great. I thought, like, the way that, again, biased, but I thought they set it up really well. We had, like, signings, mm-hmm. like, set times. I thought, interactions, what are they called? Activations. That's the word.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everybody that came and watched. And like the fact that, don't you reckon as well, Turner, that the gaps between games were so short? It was literally like one game would end, you'd do half your warm up at another court, and then you'd come out and you'd be pretty much on. Like,
yeah,
I think
it was
very
speedy.
So you could come and just watch like four or five games straight. Five. There's not five.
The Saturday was a killer. We were there for 12 hours.
Oh, I did not envy you. Because that was your 12 o'clock and then 8 o'clock game?
Yeah, yes. We were there from 10:30 to 10:30. It was a long day.
And like because we had like signing sessions and like recovery and that, it was like there was like probably an hour and a half, 2 hour window. And even for those of us that live close, and because the Easter show was on, it was like by the time you got out,
don't even say
you'd be
words.
Straight back in. Easter show.
No, don't. I'm too very triggered. We're going to say, what do you guys do? Do you sleep in between? Well, I don't think I could sleep and then wake up again. And
I think a lot of teams had to go back to their hotels because they didn't have like rooms to hang in where obviously we were lucky to have rooms to hang in and things like that. But some of the girls grabbed some beanbags and used the Giants GM's office to have a nap.
I just laid on like like a mat thing and kind of just put my hood on and closed my eyes for a bit. But yeah, we sort of like tried to rest a bit. We had like a TV in there so you could watch like the other games. We put the Taylor Swift concert on for a while. Everyone, yeah, some really were like, I think Helen said that she had like a full like hour nap, but she could nap standing up.
Yeah, I've heard
with
this about her.
She's thunderstorm. Whereas the rest of us just kind of like laid and just chilled out. There were like some physio sessions and stuff, but yeah.
Take you back to the old state age days of 3 days of consecutive.
I was like,
no, I'm not made for it.
If we're not, I remember calling my mum on Sunday morning being like, I can't even walk, let alone run. But alas, we did it.
Loved state age. Loved it.
See, that's a very, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one? We're both South Australians. Mm. We didn't do it.
I thought that was like every state did their,
no. No, sir.
So you've never done the 3 days of consecutive?
No. They do like an equivalent, like that's a country champs, but Maddie and I both weren't from the country. We're city slickers. We'd have a thing called like SAPS. Did you do SAPSAZA? That was like a primary school competition.
Wasn't
yeah.
It? Oh my god!
I can't
gosh.
Even remember. But no, we didn't do it really anything like that.
That actually blows my mind.
I know. So you got, anyone listening from the Sydney area, New South Wales area, you guys are lucky.
Oh my god.
Well, the thing in South Australia as well, like I remember joking about when I first moved to Sydney, I went out to Penrith on like their just like local Saturday. And I was like, those courts, I was like, the entirety of the Penrith Netball Association could fit the entire South Australian Netball Association
oh,
in
really?
There. Like that's yeah. how, like we used to play on like a Saturday at like, there'll be two courts and there'll be like one, like and you'd travel to each different place. Yeah. And then the only time we would come together for like a big court, like as in with multiple courts, would be for finals. Whereas it was always like we'd travel to play Maddie in St. Michael's and yeah.
So what did you do rep carnivals? Like what did your rep teams do? Or did you not have
no rep teams?
There's no rep teams. Oh, the closest thing that Maddie and I did was called like Sorkner. So we played in like a United Church competition and they picked like a state team
but
from
you travel,
that. But then we went and played like in Queensland against, but it was never like a yeah.
Adelaide, are you okay? Give me a call.
No, someone made a joke. It was my, it was like Daniel's brother-in-law made some comment. I can't even remember what the actual joke was, but it was like, Adelaide, always half an hour behind.
Oh, honestly, I actually can't believe that. I've played more rep netball than the both of you. That's what I'm hearing.
Correct.
You also would play like, you'd play church netball, but you'd also have like city netball and school netball on the same day. So you play three games on a Saturday traveling all over the place. Where in Sydney, you can't do that.
Yeah, we'd play school morning in the netball, in school netball in like early morning, club netball like mid-morning, then go through Macca's to get your Happy Meal and then fuel yourself for your afternoon church game.
We went to the bakery.
Oh, you were healthier than us.
Now a state league equivalent, prem league equivalent?
We've always had Metro. As in, there's always been a state league.
Well, I played Metro League when it was called State League. So it was State League.
That's the A1s. A1s. Yeah, A1s. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that side of it. And that's like the city section of it. But that's all in like one area. So there's not like a – yeah, I think the closest thing to reps is Country Champs. But that didn't include anyone that lived in the metropolitan area.
You guys have Hagues and that's it, I tell you.
Hagues and Fruit Jocks.
That is crazy.
Yes. I know.
Speaking of chockey, how was everyone's Easter?
Good.
Did you anyway,
not as good as yours.
Mine.
Didn't you finish a book?
I did. What a segment jump. I was going to ask Proudy how her little getaway was.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I had a thing to talk about with that in that I'd want to become a caravaner. So for context, we went to Cowra, which is where Daniel was from, and like his whole family came. So like one of his sisters has got three kids. The other sister's got a baby and his parents have like a four-bedroom house or whatever it is. Mm. So it was like always kind of thinking, how are we all going to fit? And we were like, a lot of kids, Easter, and then we're like, we know. Daniel's parents have become very glamorous caravanners.
I love it.
And like it's not even just like – it's not just a caravan. It's like the fully decked. It's got a TV.
It's a coffee machine.
It's got Wi-Fi. It's got a Smeg coffee machine.
Wow.
Like, so Daniel's mum, shout out to Leanne. I know you listen. Leanne said that – she actually does. No, a lot of Daniel's family listens. So
oh
there
my God.
You go.
Hey guys.
I did try and get Daniel on today, but he said no.
it's
and he doesn't
listen,
so I don't care. But yeah, she was like, well, I've got to have the equivalent coffee on the caravan is what I'm used to at home. And they have one of the full like barista ones, but it's got an air fryer in it. Like, swear to God, I was like, this is more luxurious than our place. Like, I want to become a caravaner. So yeah, we camped down the front. We even had happy hour one night out the front of the caravan and
glamping.
I think caravanning gets a bad rap because you can do it very glamorously.
Yes. Well, the thing was though, what Lawrence, Daniel's dad did say, it's like it was okay for us because everything was set up, but it's like, it is a lot of work when you move places and the getting everything right. But yeah, I could do that. I could live that life.
Imagine Maddie retires and she's
into the caravan.
Caravanning life.
But I'd be like, they were saying how like the, and I feel like this reminds me of the movie with the Millers, you know, when they go caravanning.
Yeah, what a movie.
And it's like, you know, everyone just goes over and it's like, they all just think that they're best friends. And like Lawrence and his dad was being like, oh, you don't have to invite anyone over. Like they just come and like sit with you. And they're like, yeah, sometimes we just want to hide and like not know that we're there. And we're joking about how if I was a caravaner, I'd be that person that goes over to everybody's houses.
Yeah,
like,
would.
Hey guys, like, do you want me to come over for a drink? Do you guys want to have a chat? What's everyone doing? Anyone want to go for a walk? Anyone want to get a coffee? And then Daniel would just be inside using the Wi-Fi watching the TV.
That was my whole childhood. Like every Christmas we would go up the coast to Budgiewoy and my grandma and granddad had a caravan and then we would stay in the caravan park but we'd be cabin people. We'd be cabin people. And I think one of my cousin's family would stay in a cabin too and the other one also had a caravan situation. But it felt like so Australian.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We would do the same. We always went camping or like – but I also think just caravan parks are the best – for like parents because like the kids can just roam
100%.
Free, get them some bikes, they meet other kids. Like I always remember meeting the kids at the caravan park 100%. And you'd have this like, you'd be there for like a week but you'd feel like you were best friends with the people at the caravan park. Wouldn't see them for another year.
I
like,
can give you
so
like
fun.
10 people's names that I don't talk to
how
now,
many romances you had at the caravan park.
Sean. Shout out to Sean.
He still thinks you guys are dating.
Well, I really hope not. Yeah, it was just fun times. I think it was definitely like this. I attach it to nostalgia and things with all my cousins and riding around our bikes and learning how to ride a bike without two hands. And then, you know, actually what immediately comes to mind, Mr. Whippy.
Yes.
But one night I went to Mr. Whippy after I'd scoffed down a spag bowl. I scoffed it down so fast because I heard him. And then I went and got my special, which was a twin cone
sherbet?
With sherbet.
Yes.
Oh, guess who bombed that night? Guess who bombed that night?
Not Mr. Whippy.
Washed it down with some Hubba Bubba.
Was it more spag bowl or more Mr. Whippy?
Yeah, and I was like, that's fully traumatised me because that was like 10, 11 years old.
What a time.
And I still think about it. But anyway, moving on from caravans.
Moving on from caravanning, let's talk about your Easter.
You also had a good win.
I've had two good wins.
You've had a
Thank
lot.
You so much. If you're referring to the NRL, the National Rugby League, Tigers are back.
Huge.
It's the year. I mean, it's been four rounds, but it's our year.
I must admit, we had a very entertaining drive home because we got stuck in traffic coming back and we were like, all right, we need something to entertain us. So
oh,
we
the
watched,
Easter Monday?
Yes. Yeah. We listened to the NRL on the radio and we're like, all right, we need to get like a bit more invested. So we put a bet in. Shout out to Reclaim the Game. Don't let a bet take you away from the game. but it was just really a bit of fun. It was very safe. It was a $20 bet. But we put it on like, the Tigers to win, a couple of try scorers and the two, like the last try scorer for the Tigers, I think was who we had. And so we had it all. And then the draw happened, and then I had to go and pick up our food for dinner. And so we thought that we had lost because there was like no time left before they kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
And then in the time that I've come back, all I see is Daniel fist pumping in the car as I'm coming back with the food, and we'd won.
Thank you for saying weed, first of all. no, it's just, it honestly, it's been great. One, to have back-to-back wins. Two, to just have a win because it's been a long 15
God, plus you're
going to
struggle for an obstruction this week.
Oh, no, I won't. but also, I just want to shout out Lockie Galvin, who's on the screen right now, who's our new 5'8".
Didn't he get suspended?
He's my son. I have taken him under my wing.
He was born in 2005. So
yeah, he's my son. There is more. I've adopted him. He's just a little gun, and I'm kind of obsessed with him, and he's kind of the reason we're doing really well right now. But the wins have, you know, it's important that they've won for Michelle's mental health, as in my mother. She's been to every game this year. We lost. She went down to Canberra, lost there, and then we've had two back-to-back wins. And it's honestly, Dad's like films and sends, and she's like, "I've honestly never seen someone so mentally affected by." Like,
I should get three in a row.
She could. She if she could go up to Queensland because we play Dolphins this weekend, she would. But
well, we've got a connection to the Tigers now because Ellie Tamu, our new New Zealand defender, is engaged to Isaiah Papali'i.
Papali'i. He had a great game on Monday.
So we're Tigers fans now too.
Yeah, everyone. I love that everyone's now like getting around.
Everyone loves an underdog.
Yeah,
everyone loves
even
an underdog.
Matthew on Monday night, who can't stand it, was like, "Yeah, get around, Lockie, and get around the win,
get around the boys."
It's so fun. Full credit to the boys. We're not doing it easy, but I mean, we did 2 weeks ago at Leica, but we didn't do Monday easy. But
yeah, who have you got this week? All the Dolphins and the Tigers.
They're coming first, but
where's that at?
Queensland. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we can't go to that one. But
no, but okay. Yeah, that's been great. That was my Easter, and Maddie Turner went back to Adelaide.
I did. Just had some family time.
Did you fix their netball structure and bring in some rep teams and
didn't have time for that. I was a little busy. Just hung with the family, very wholesome. The weather was great. I feel like I've never been in Adelaide so late and it'd be hot. So I was like, that was a nice surprise.
Didn't you say it was the hottest?
Yeah, hottest day in like 73, hottest Easter in 73 years or something.
How hot was it?
Hallelujah.
Like 30, wasn't that?
Oh.
But I think I agree though. I feel like Easter's usually freezing. Yeah. I feel like Easter's usually freezing. It was, yeah.
Question for the room. I know you, Prady, you were away, but if you were with your parents, is the Easter Bunny visiting?
Yeah, mine did.
That doesn't shock me.
Guys, we've just got to be careful. How old are our listeners?
Hey, I said Easter Bunny. I didn't say anything
else. My mum would do my Easter Bunny would do the classic, like, as in if I was home right now, she'd probably buy me a little Hags Bunny.
Okay.
But actually, this is a question.
I'm going to Bilby.
Did you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, we're actually discussing this. And I'm just really, okay, I've got to be careful, but surely our listeners aren't that young.
No, just do it. Rip the band.
But like, I don't know how parents did and how kids like. So, did any of you guys get like presents for Easter?
No,
because that apparently is a thing now. So like, even like for Daniel's niece, like nephews, they all got like some bunnies, but they also got like books and stuff like that. And like, and I know I used to have friends that would get like clothes or like toys as well as eggs. And I was like, imagine these kids going to school the next day and be like, well, my Easter Bunny brought this and your Easter Bunny brought that. Like, why does it like me more than you?
Yeah, that would, yeah.
No. No way.
But yeah, I think it's a new thing now.
Because everyone, as a kid, you're the main character. So you don't think about.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not caring what everyone else.
That's like the Elf on the Shelf incident where someone brought it to school and they were like, it's a magic elf because it could be touched.
I've missed that chapter.
Sorry. Even Elf on the Shelf.
What's the prime Easter egg? Prime? What's, you know the word I'm
yeah,
looking
the,
for?
Yeah,
the number one Easter egg. Elite.
I like a bit of a mixture. Mm-hmm. I like the Turkish Delight, Cadbury eggs. I like.
That wasn't even on my right.
Caramello.
I like the Ferrero Share ones are really good with the wafer and it's like liquidy in the middle. Chef's kiss.
Oh, okay.
I just think nothing can go past just like the little ones. Like Daniel's parents has, they just had a massive bowl. Like it was just of all the tiny little ones and I reckon we all wait like a two handfuls
a day.
It's
not a big cream egg. Yeah, like I'll
cream
eat
egg.
It.
I do like
I'm
a cream egg. We actually had this when we play a game before training. We always like try and divide the teams based on like a different category. Mm. And this week's was whether you would go for like a dairy milk option or whether you'd go for like an alternative, like a caramel or like a white chocolate
like a
or like a caramel or whatever. And it was an interesting mix. It was about 50-50. But yeah, I'm always something like a caramel or like a white chocolate. I love caramel. Like they're all my. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if I can ever go. I'm pretty basic in life. I don't know if I could go past like it. I do like a Lindt bunny.
Yes.
But I do like the Cadbury Bunny.
Yeah, we had a Cadbury Bunny last night and I was like, it's just so good. It's just so good. So and you don't feel as guilty because you're like, it's hollow. Like, it's not that much chocolate. And then we're like, we've just finished an entire bunny.
The big, the bigger eggs, yeah. Like the ones that come with like the size of your hands. I just finished that off last night.
Of course.
And I said, girl math, it's hollow.
It's hollow. There's no egg. It's literally, it's probably one row of chocolate. It's one row of chocolate.
So that's my, that's where I stand. What about you,
Matthew? You got to get the chocolate eggs now because they're all on special.
That's smart.
They are.
And just to eat them now, they're not to save for next year.
No, I'm someone that would probably just have bit by bit. And my chocolates are going to last me, I reckon, for like a month.
Yeah. Actually, sorry, I don't know why I just thought of this, but the other week I was at the Cricket New South Wales dinner and their media manager, shout out to Danger Dave Lyle, came up to me and he made a comment about the rug story. And I was like, he's listening to the podcast.
No way.
Anyway, that was sort of a story in itself. But then he goes to me.
But he actually listened.
He listened. And he's like, oh yeah, I thought I saw it. And I was like, I should get around it. Like, it's so funny how many, like, even like Daniel's got like a friend from Cowra. Like, he's like about 42 years old. Shout out to Matt Crawley. Like, there's so many funny people that just like are watching it. Anyway, so we've got a very diverse range. Demo, but yeah. Anyway, Danger Dave said to me, oh, so is the guy that's on your podcast, is he the Media Maddie's partner? So I realised we've probably never clarified.
I wish we had visuals. Just
took me a hot second to realise what you're saying. Because I think we refer to you guys like you live together. Like, I don't know if people are coming in, and also they probably, these like Danger Dave would have just listened to the most recent podcast. Yeah, he wouldn't have gone back.
We fight like an old married couple.
Exactly. So I love the offence that you took to that. You're like, absolutely
I
not.
I think you took offence.
Yeah,
then
thank
too.
You. You would be more offended
well,
to
we
be associated
did, but you
with
were
me.
You're more vocal about it.
You're a bitch.
This is what I have to live with, listeners.
So I think given by that interaction, Danger Dave, we can clarify that Maddie and Maddie are together.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's one thing. One thing getting in the way.
Just one.
Just one. All right. Well, we were worried once again that this chit-chat wasn't going to last a whole segment, but I think we've talked everyone's ears also already.
Shock horror.
Shock horror. So let's have a little bit of a break and we're going to go regather and figure out what we're going to talk about next. And we'll be right back. Okay, we're jumping right back in with some stories.
Did you like a break?
Sorry. Well, basically, we were just saying, because we're going to call this bit story time, I was asking the question if Play School had a song for story time back in the day, and now Matthew's trying to Google it. So Maddie thought I was going to sing, but I'm not.
You really wound up for the...
Apologies. Okay.
It was the breath in.
Who out of you two wants to start? Because I don't really have anything to bring to the table.
You don't have any stories.
Oh, they're probably not as interesting as yours. How about I go off you guys?
No. Right, mine's like a flop or not situation.
Okay. Yep, pitch it to us.
Instagram ads that sell you things.
Yeah. 100%.
Are you getting reeled in?
Yeah, I have.
Absolutely.
I have not more than I have,
here,
if that makes sense.
What have you, like, what are you buying?
The shirt I'm wearing.
I'll take a picture of that.
And I have, and I'll agree with that because I've got a similar shirt from the same company. Shout out to Uncle Rico.
Yeah, I've bought that. I want to really buy, there's like this triangular, think of like a, what do you call it? Like a trigger ball.
The triad, I've got it. Actually, do you know what's even worse? So I got it. It came up on my Instagram ads.
That's, yes.
And, no, but the thing was, it's like a
triangle. It's
triad, T-R-I-A-D. A-I-D. Daniel got it for me for my birthday. Because I'd shown him the ad, but the funniest part about it was a disaster because it got delivered to like the wrong place. But anyway, it is magical.
Okay,
it is life-changing. It is so good. That is so funny because as you say that, I was like, I think she's about to say what I bought.
It's like the triangular prism that you sit behind your neck and you kind of lean your head back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you raving like
that. And I was going to bring it with me on a way. I'll bring it next to it's so
I'm
good.
I'm fully going to get
so
it now.
Good.
You've got me.
So I feel like...
Yeah. So yes, the short answer, yes.
Have you had any bad ones?
I once bought Justin Bieber, Drew House stuff for me and Sophie, and turns out it never arrived. You know how he has like the clothing brand Drew House?
I don't, but I do now.
Oh, it's like a smiley face. You really would have seen it around.
Go to the official website.
But yeah, and the thing is, like, on the official website, everything's sold out. So I'm like, I'll go to like a third party website. And safe to say, they never arrived. I've probably had $17.45 been coming out of my account every month ever since.
The reason why I brought it up is because Ali Smith.
Oh no.
She's a funny one. She's a funny one because she just gets reeled in by it. And I feel like we also egg her on to follow.
Like you encourage
her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, why not?
Yeah.
She's had two. I think she's only had bad ones though. And I feel like she just needs to give up. Like, she's had two. One of them was like these mental health jumpers sort of thing. And she's like, do you want one? And I was like, yeah, sure. Anyway, they've come and they've taken a long time to arrive. And they are like white jumpers, but they're so thin, they're see-through.
I feel like that's hard to make a jumper see-through.
That's what I mean. Like,
are they made of plastic?
Do you know the brand? Can we name and shame?
No, I've got no. They're like so see-through.
We'll try and find photos.
Like transparent, like so funny.
So they're raincoats. They're ponchos.
I feel like if I put it in the wash, it would disintegrate.
And it's for mental health.
I don't see an alignment.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was a while ago. But her latest one is probably even worse. And I feel like she's put it up on her Instagram stories like previously. I don't know if you saw the goose. Did you see her posting about a goose?
I've seen you saying, I don't know what its purpose was, though.
Yeah, so she said, should I get this? And anyway, egged her on. Shouldn't have egged her on. And so she was thinking this goose was going to arrive and it was going to be at least like
what's 60 the purpose of the goose?
It holds keys, like it's a magnet.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Like
instead
of using the dish bowl or whatever keys or having them on the bench, like this little goose holds it.
Okay.
Oh.
But we were thinking the goose was going to be 60 centimeters at least. Maybe
was it from Temu?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's coming.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so it's arrived. The box is half a shoebox. It's also taken 6 weeks to arrive. I'd say.
Stop.
And this thing has arrived, and can I just say, it does not hold a pair of keys without falling over.
I was about to say, if it's that little, it's going to just, it's a drinking bird, the one that just keeps them tipping.
How much are you paying for this goose?
$15 max.
Yeah, less than 20.
50.
Ali Smith.
Girl, Ali, we just fought for you guys to get paid. And you're spending it on that.
And we called him Doug. His name's
Shame
Doug.
On you, Ali Smith. Shame on you.
So where was it from?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were going to.
No, I'm not naming and shaming. I've got no idea. But yeah, don't buy gooses and don't.
What about
Ali
you?
On Instagram.
Do you buy on like an
I have, but I've had more success than.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't think of what I've got. But
yeah. I think I've bought a couple of pieces of like artwork and stuff too. Because once you look up one thing, then it's all.
Cookies. I'll never forget that. I was in there. We're like, I love cookies. And we're talking about like the cookies on the phone. And someone was like, I could eat a cookie. And then we ended up eating cookies.
Oh, yeah. They listen.
They listen.
But yeah, that was my story time.
That's
very funny.
We'll get some $50 up on a goose that doesn't.
$50
work.
To a t shirt.
That's hilarious.
Like she put the keys on and it fell off.
Can we have a video that we'll put up on Mad Chatter?
Oh, like, of it, of you trying to put keys on it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, I'll great have story Ali time. It too.
Great story time.
Yeah. Very funny.
Are you proud?
Yes. Well, this one actually, my mum told me to tell because it's not actually about me. And some listeners may have actually seen things about this.
Okay.
So my cousin is getting married. She got engaged end of last year. She was living in Sydney, now lives in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she has bought a wedding dress, and then as they have moved to Adelaide, they've put, again, this is a story as I've recorded. Mm-hmm. Lyndall, if you're listening, the details may not be 100% correct.
You've got a lot of shout-outs today to people.
Shout-out to Lyndall Kate. I don't know if she listens. I think her sister Shannon does. Oh, so hi, God. Shannon. Actually, Shannon's comment was, Lyndall is now the most famous person in our family because of this story.
Okay,
so. She has asked her partner, Tom, to go – sorry, I'll keep going. So they have moved their stuff into this storage container or storage facility.
Okay.
And the wedding dress is there in this big box. And anyway, they're obviously in the transition of moving back into Adelaide. And so Lyndall has asked her partner, Tom, can you go and get the wedding dress and bring it to our new place? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's obviously gone and got a few different things, packing the car, doing all this, puts the wedding dress in the box up on top of the car to put it in last so that it's looked after. Oh. Anyway, gets home and they're like – Tom, where's the wedding dress? And oh shit, he's left it on the roof of the car.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so it's become this massive thing where they've put out stuff. And it was actually funny because Sarah Clow knows Tom because he used to work in Sydney with Nick Styles. Anyway, there's all these connections. Okay. And so Sarah was actually one that came to me and was like, Tom Minton.
Shout out, Tom. Hey, Tom Minton.
So this is the thing. Everybody knows this bloody story. So stupid Tom Minton, we love you though, has left it on the top of this car and has driven. And they've put out a call to social media being like, if anyone has seen this car, this box, it's been lost. It's addressed to Lyndall. It's been between Port, Main South Road and blah, 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 blah. Like if anybody sees it, can you let me know? Anyway, everyone's resharing it. It's ended up getting picked up by the news. So that night, Linda was on the news in Adelaide and they're talking about it. She then the next day goes on Sunrise talking about this missing dress. And then Triple M have put out a truck and like wrapped the truck in Have You Found the Wedding Dress, set up a $2,000 reward if anybody finds this dress. But I'm pretty sure the dress is still not being found.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I'm shouting out here. We've got the CCTV footage of the box sitting on top of the – looks like a Pajero.
So it was still on the top when they
so
left.
So that's why they've tried to pick up, like, you know, images along the way and, like, CCTV, and that's why they've narrowed it down. But they've, set out a $2,000 reward that if anybody in Adelaide finds this dress. But the weird thing is that, like – apparently it still hasn't been found.
That is
wild. We also were saying, though, surely by now this dress has got so much publicity that wherever the dress is from would give her a free one because they've given them so much free advertising. But, yeah, it's hilarious because I just keep seeing it on, like, everything. And this Triple M truck is so funny. It's, like, fully wrapped. Like, have you seen the wedding dress? And they've been on radio.
Wild. When's the wedding?
Never going to let that down. Imagine the speeches at the wedding. Like, that's the main 100%. Focus.
That's like all the comments in the family. They're like, is the wedding still on? Like, are they still together?
I hope is it a good omen?
Like $10,000.
I know. You would really hope not. But anyway, I thought that was a very funny story. So if anybody's listening and has been in Adelaide recently and has found a wedding dress, a box addressed to a Lindel, then send it her way.
This episode is dedicated to Adelaide.
That's so true. That's what the title of this episode.
Dedicated to Adelaide. Wow. Okay. Where to go from there? I know you had another story.
Well, no. Oh, which one do I go to now? The one that I was going to – this was more of – oh, actually, no. The one that I'll go to is the other night I get a text from a friend of mine who's gone, hey, Maddie – shout out to Aaron who's gone, hey, Maddie, like – we haven't spoken for ages, but so random. I've just heard your name mentioned in the most weird, like random way. Okay. She's like, I'm watching ABC's Hard Quiz.
Oh,
and you've been mentioned in, have you heard, seen this question?
Is this the last question to win?
To win, yes. So for context, this girl has gone on Hard Quiz and her specialty is the Diamonds netball team.
Yeah.
And they've asked her the last question, which was what were the five passes that led to the winning goal by Danielle Wollum that did the layup in the England versus Diamonds game. And what this was a game I was going to play with you guys
really
to say,
question.
Would you know the five people that like touched the ball to get it? Anyway, so she has to go and they've got like a full like, you know, boards it up on like an easel and it's like Maddie Proud standing here and this happens and this happens. Anyway, this girl.
She slayed.
And mate, she's like, well, Kate Maloney took the intercept and that got disregarded because nobody cared about that as much because we got the, and then like, she's like, okay, well, I know that Maddie Proud fed the ball to Danielle. So let's work backwards from there. So Maddie must get the ball from somebody else. If Kate Maloney has the first one, then there's got to be another person that, okay, it must go to Joe Weston, then it must go to, and they're full drawing it on this board, and they play it, and she gets it right.
Yeah, I saw her,
forgive me, I forget your name, but she did tweet about it, and I was like, that's pretty impressive to win, and then it was on Gogglebox.
Oh, sorry, that's where my friend saw it on. She said she wasn't watching Hard Quiz, she was watching Gogglebox.
And they showed that last question, and we were both like, that's hard.
I don't know, because even I couldn't remember it, because like, I remembered I got the pass, but I remembered the intercept, but I couldn't remember who Maloney had passed it to before me.
Like, would you be able to even do it?
No, I couldn't, and I was like,
I didn't even remember
God.
It was off an intercept.
Yeah, no. Well, that was the thing, because nobody really saw it, because it kind of got so quickly, and then Maloney sort of got missed, and then afterwards we were all like, Maloney was the, you know, here. I mean, obviously the layup was incredible, and the feed.
The feed into the layup.
The feed was terrible. She gets it like right on the edge of the circle. I'm like, I could have completely lost
it,
and I threw the ball.
Talked
about
enough.
But anyway,
the question before it was like, "What are one of the great feeds of all time?" And it was that was how your name came.
Greatest assist of all time.
Oh, that's so funny. What would you? We would actually, when we watched that, we were like, "What's your niche?"
We talked about that as well, and like, because we watched Wayne Carr and Daniel and his like brother-in-law both like domestic cricket would be like domestic cricket between 1990 and 2010 or something. Because it has to be
specific.
Super niche.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to have said, like, Taylor Swift songs, but I'm like, I don't think I know the level of depth that I would need for it. Or I would be like, oh, because his sisters were saying that they would do Friends, but they were like, would you be able to remember what season or what episode things happened with? But they were like, yes, I would. Maybe
One Tree Hill.
I'll say One Tree Hill or One Direction.
Her category would be things starting
with one. One Time by Justin Bieber. Maybe One Tree Hill. I wanted you to fight for me.
I was going to say, I feel like you're very good at quoting.
How many letters were in the box of letters that Brooke wrote to Lucas.
Why goes, are you asking
there
me?
There are 82 letters in here, Brooke. Sorry, there are 82 letters in here, Lucas, and they're all addressed to you. This is how I spent my summer, wanting you. Sorry, what would yours be?
Wait, I want to know what Turner's would be.
I don't know. Oops. I should.
You are a reader.
She's a reader. You are too now.
A fourth wing, obviously.
Could you do
category.
Friends?
No, I don't know, like the... No.
Yeah.
I could once upon a time, because I used to be able to...
Yeah, there are 82 letters in it and all addressed to you. I won't know this summer. Okay, one day. Oh, sorry. Yeah, anyway.
You misquoted it.
Well, I just like shortened it. I paraphrased.
I used to be able to see an episode on TV and then tell you the name of the episode, the season, and somewhat the side of the disc that it was on, the DVD,
that's
and where
crazy.
It sat on
that's
the disc.
Impressive.
Yeah, but not as great anymore. I could probably, I'll get you the title.
Maybe I'll do Dance Moms.
You great would so one. Be able to do that.
Great one. Speaking of JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Oh, you're not on this.
No.
JoJo Siwa is in the middle of a rebrand.
It's like... Miley Cyrus gone bad,
but cringe bad. She's gone from like everyone's like she's gone from like Disney to like Disney rated M. Like, she's got a song coming out.
Oh my
tomorrow,
God! Is that the wow? She's joined Kiss.
Yeah. And she's got a song coming out tomorrow called Karma, and the
Karma
lyrics.
Is my
this is how it starts. I was a bad girl.
I did some bad things.
And it's like, Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. And she's going viral for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, JoJo, it's so sad. I was a bad girl, did some bad things. I swear I did it all for fun and it meant nothing.
Yeah. Have you not seen any of it?
Yeah,
no.
She has been promoing on TikTok for like weeks.
This See, week, again, I'm on a really, really weird side of TikTok.
You know how it was JLo last week? It's now JoJo.
JoJo. Like, if we were doing ins and outs...
I don't think JoJo was personally never interested, but and it's just like, and she's kind of leaning into the fact that people are hating on her and
yeah, she's
on her.
Using
like,
that as a publicity.
She's got her car wrapped. She's always had her car
she's always
wrapped.
Had it wrapped.
Yeah, but she's got like
re-wrapped
I know, of
but
her
like,
face.
That's fair.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's
it
wild.
Was the Bobo car before.
It's the Kiss look for me.
So JoJo with a Bobo is no
oh,
more.
Oh wow,
that one.
JoJo Bobo.
Yeah. You just go watch a video.
Okay.
I'm actually looking forward to the Dance Moms reunion.
I am also looking forward to that.
That
Should
was
we watch it together?
Rebrand.
Yeah, that was pre-rebrand. A lot of them are rebranded now with their face.
Sorry, thinking of like topical things, we haven't yet discussed Sweet Bobby.
Sweet Bobby. Sweet, sweet Bobby. Okay, let's, Turner, can you give everyone like, catch them up on the podcast?
A synopsis.
Can you put us onto it?
Okay. Tay Frey, shout out, because she actually put me onto it. And then I just shared the love. Sweet Bobby, pretty much like giant catfish, like for a long time. Just, I can't even describe it because I feel like you can't.
It's a podcast.
I feel like at this stage we can give spoilers because we talked about it 2 weeks ago. So if people haven't listened to it yet, shame on you.
I did it the next day.
And we can be like a Gogglebox version. We can tell people what it's about without them having to go watch it.
How would you describe the podcast?
Yeah, so it's like set up, it's like almost in two halves. Like the first half is about you don't know who the catfisher is. You get the kind of backstory of the way that this person has set it up in terms of like coming into this woman's life, befriending her, eventually forming a romantic relationship. Then it turns out that, you know, every time they go to meet, there's always an excuse. There's all these, he dies, he comes back to life.
Yeah, he's in hospital.
All
again.
These ridiculous things happened. And then in about episode three, you find out that the person that's doing the catfishing is actually the girl's cousin, a female cousin.
Yeah, and she's been there from the beginning hearing
and
her.
And she's
out
in the same country, which I like, it's just very confusing.
But like, this is, I was trying to turn about this the other day, but I want to know your opinion. Mm. Like, for me, I still would just love to believe that I wouldn't have been that naive.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been that naive. I can't even do a dating app. I doubt you. Yeah,
I can't buy anything off Marketplace without thinking I'm going to get trolled.
Yeah, you're
getting
not the
scared.
Person.
You got catfished.
I got catfished. I did. Peter Rank. Actually, so many people at Team Girls Cup, this is a little tidbit. They had like a wall of where you could like, we posted it on our socials. Yeah.
Yes.
In case you didn't see it, there was like a wall of like you could write letters to the Swifts, and so many people wrote letters being like, hey, Maddie, like love Peter Rank, or it was like, here's the $550. We're like, we know we've made it when people are taking it into their own context as well.
People need to start bringing the signs once the season starts.
Please.
Like bring
Peter
Rank.
Bring Peter Rank.
And you got to start dropping it into interviews.
Yes, that's true. We did talk
about
that.
Sorry, anyway, returning to Sweet Bobby. Yeah, I don't. She formed a relationship with someone that went from a friendship to a romantic relationship without having met the person. That is wild.
And this was like over the space of 10 years.
Yes.
I like. if you're gonna, who's someone in your life that would get, like, I feel like you can pick someone that would get done.
Ali Smith. No. Or see, Sophie Forbes.
I'm saying Sophie. Sophie would be hard initially, but once she was reeled in, if you're dropping saying, I'm in hospital, something, but Sophie wants to be there for you. She'll be like someone that wants that, to
but
care
see, like,
someone.
And that's the part that I get. Like, I get the whole, like, if someone needs you, and I'm a bit the same, like, I'm very much like a, and but like, I would, like we said, like, I would want to be there for someone, and I want, but I don't think I could do the side of becoming romantically involved.
No.
And saying you're in love with someone that you've never met. And again, this is not disregarding anyone that's out there that has relationships with people they haven't met before, but I'm just saying, I think the fact that it went on for so long, and like, so for context, this guy, like, was meant to be shot and then he died, but then he was got put into witness protection, but he was in a different country to her, and then they didn't, she never heard his voice because apparently he'd had like throat surgery, and like, I just like, I'm like, how can you form such a deep, like, I get that when people are, you know, online and they're actually seeing each other face to face, she never saw him, never once saw him,
but
or even really heard his voice.
She had a photo because it was like,
He used an actual alias, right.
A photos.
But the time that she actually saw the real Bobby, in that's
wild.
If that had been a bit later down the track, it would have been so different as well.
The biggest thing that jumped out to me throughout the whole thing was, and it's kind of annoyed me to this day, is because we never really knew why.
Mm.
Because usually when people are catfishing, they're getting money or something like that out of it.
She did it for joy.
And she did it for like joy, but then she like never really apologized, and clearly psychopath.
Yeah, and that last episode was kind of confusing where they were like, this letter was written, but we're not really allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, the lawyers.
But then like it kind of was saying that like she did it because she thought that they were both in a bad place, and that, well, they were both like getting, like you said, joy out of fantasy.
Yeah, but she would have had to be like getting up like at different hours.
It would have consumed her life.
Yeah, like it's very confusing.
Yeah, the cousin needs.
But this cousin as well went on to be like the VP of a bank. Like she got all these like, yeah.
It didn't affect her life at all.
No.
Wild.
Wild, wild, wild thoughts.
when I'm with you, or you
get. Oh dear.
Great synopsis.
Yeah.
No spoilers at all.
Yeah, we should have said like turn it off now.
Sorry, yeah, guys. Just disregard everything we said if you want to go and listen to it. It actually is good to go and listen to though.
Yeah, it was, and it's not that long. You can get it done in a day, like I did.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, you really have a
mental illness,
an obsessive
something.
No, but they were only like half an hour episodes, and I tell you, I walked to the gym and walked back, and it's. My gym's further away now. It's about two and a half hours. Okay. So all up. As in like walking, gymming, walking back. I'm not walking for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was about, can you clear that up?
The gym
sorry, what's that, Matthew? When's the time you've last gone to a gym?
How's the ribs?
You just holster your gun.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah, now you're just really trying to make people think you're not together.
No, this is pretty normal. All right, gangs. Wrapping up story time. Has anyone got anything else to add?
I could keep going on all day, but for the sake of everybody, I'll stop.
So this week we're bringing back a game, and we've so cleverly called it, does Maddie and Maddie know each other better than Maddie and Matty? Is that right?
Yes.
Bravo. I got my tongue around it. Bravo. It's quite tongue twister.
What a
How
name.
Much will good would chop chop?
I wonder if it will catch on.
I think it will. Patent pending.
Basically, it's a simple who knows who better. Sorry, Matthew's just laughing at Matty Brown over
I just Matthew's like, I just look to him. If I want to get like a little cheap laugh, I look to Matthew because he just gives me
confidence.
Oh.
Confidence.
I think we're in the relationship. We're playing footsies over here.
It's a similar humour because you'll make just like a pun or something, and they'll just ignore it, and I'll be like, lovely.
You're one
nailed
I
it.
Swear I said this to you before, Matthew. This, there's in another world, you two would be a great couple.
We would be lovers. I just want to be a lover.
Oh my God. Move on. Quick, she's singing.
Okay. So basically, it's just a bestie quiz. So
that's a better name for this.
Bestie quiz.
All right, rewind. It's called Bestie Quiz.
Bestie Quiz. Okay. The first question is very simple. What is me and Maddie Turner's favourite movie? Sorry, our own favourite movie. So Matthew is guessing my favourite movie. Maddie Proud is guessing Maddie Turner's favourite movie.
Shippers.
And I have a few, so good luck.
How much time do we have?
I was going to say, I feel like
I'm just going to choose one of my favourites.
Oh, no, wait, got it, done. Yep.
Have a favourite. I'm just going for, like, iconic. For me. Not for you.
If y'all could see Maddie Brown's face right now, this is the unraveling I was talking about.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, good one. I actually almost would have said that for you. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God, now I feel nervous. I'm like, you guys are better friends than I am.
All right, Maddie Proud, reveal your answer for Turner.
Okay, I went to Disney.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. I went, when you said just like iconic, I went The Lion King.
Yes!
Yes! Woo! We are on! Okay, I was actually in a sweat. I was in a panic sweat.
I knew you'd unravel. Okay, Matthew, what have you said for me?
I'm pretty confident, but now if I get it wrong, I'll be disappointed at how quickly I said, yep, got it. I'm just going to go real simple, men in tights.
Yes! Actually, I think I would have known yours because I've heard you talk about men in tights so many times.
I could give you a list of five that are all like on the same level, but I was like, you
that,
know
that was men my confusion. Tights. I was like, oh, but she loves Heath wearing the Heath shirt. And then I kind of went, oh, no, wait, what am I thinking? Men in tights.
If people cast their minds back to season one, episode like seven, I reckon we talk about men in tights.
Yeah, it's one of the all-time great movies. Okay, well done, Matthew.
Guys, one all.
All right, Turner.
All right, this is trying to stitch you up.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's playing strategy.
Yeah. Thanks. Name all my siblings in order.
That's hard.
Oh, I know my siblings. I don't need to write that down.
Yeah, but there's Matthew.
Yeah, easily.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Listen, well, Maddie's got one sibling. Her name's Carly, and she's younger, so there's no order. It goes Carly and then Carly and then just Carly.
Okay, Matthew.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay, oldest to youngest.
Ben's the oldest. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to you. Yeah. It goes to Rebecca.
Yep.
Then it goes to Matthew.
Well done.
Oh, that's good.
Is that Matthew Hayden?
Yeah, Matthew, Stephen, Mark.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Stephen, Mark, Bradman. Shout out to them.
Sorry, I was just trying to get
you. So that's to all.
That's nice. Okay. Mm. This one's hard, I think, for all of us. What would be my karaoke song? So Turner's karaoke song or my karaoke song?
Oh, I forgot what mine is.
I think we talked about this recently, and I'll be annoyed if you don't say this answer.
I can't think of the song.
Or maybe it was not you that said it. Oh god, now I'm confused.
I can only
myself.
Think of one song recently, but that's not it.
Yeah, it's tricky because I have a catalogue. Yeah, no,
that's the thing. I'm like,
all right, I think we need to be speed. Genre-y, 5 seconds. Five, god, you get, four. Okay. Oh, I'm ready. Okay, I was gonna go like stick with Lion King, go Circle of Life, but you wouldn't do that. I went
Circle of Life. Also.
I think no. I feel like we discussed this, but now I'm second guessing Valerie.
Yes. Did you write that down, Maddie? Yes. She didn't write down.
Sorry, I actually forgot. I got panicked.
I knew it was you that we had discussed this.
Yeah,
we had
good
discussed
job.
This.
Okay, that's pretty. Great song. That's pretty impressive, Matthew.
And Circle of Life, not the song from The Lion King. That's the go-to.
Wait, what would you go? I wanna be a Maddie King.
Yes, 100%.
Enemies beware.
I mean, I'd personally go Deception.
Yeah, I'll get Disgrace. Evil is as plain as a scar on his face. Exactly.
Yeah. Outrage.
For shame. I'm just stalling because I'm trying to think of what the song is.
3, 2, 1.
I just don't know, but I'm just going to go. I know you like Buble, so I'm going to have to. I know, but I don't think you sing there.
She's giving him a look of disgust.
Do you guys remember when I said at the beginning of this that he would disappoint me?
It's One Direction.
No.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm like. She.
No.
Is that a classic?
It's Fergalicious.
Who's getting that?
Fergalicious.
Because every time it comes on, I say, that's my karaoke song.
Okay.
Would have also like accepted, like, Smack That.
Smack That all on the floor. Yeah,
the question marks are flying.
Give me some more. That's good choices.
Okay.
I think I'm vindicated by that answer.
Next question. So is that 3 questions so far?
Yeah, we're on 3. You're on 2.
Okay.
Well, these are very niche questions.
I'll come back.
Yeah, no, try to be niche.
All right. A major fear.
Okay, I know Maddie's.
How long do we have?
Just one. Oh, actually, you can list them.
Ready, okay. Ready when you are.
Okay, hers are like spiders and cockroaches. Like, I don't know, like insects, bugs. But I think you'd say spiders above all.
Correct.
It like gives her like the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
I'm going to send you mine via my brain.
Yeah. Dinosaurs.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
My God, this is like a throwback episode because now we're remembering everything about it.
I had a dream only a week ago about dinosaurs.
And then we couldn't get over it because we're like, how? They're not real. But you're like, they are real.
They're in my mind. Yeah. Okay, so last question for us.
Yes, and we need to get this wrong and you guys need to get it right because currently we're 4 from 4.
Okay. Favorite dessert?
This might stump me.
It stumps.
I don't know my favorite dessert.
I might go for like double points, the really niche one.
No, you can't. No, you're trying to send clues her way, and I don't like the way you're playing.
Maddie, I didn't pick up on it.
No. I was like, you're trying to. Nope.
Like, are you looking for something as specific as this thing or like this genre of food?
Like, as in, you're saying like ice cream or chocolate? It's got to be.
If I was saying ice cream, I'd be saying the flavor, but this But okay, cool. I'll give you the answer. I think it is an honourable mention.
I don't know why I've got something in my head for you, and I don't know why I think it, but I'm just going to roll with it, and I'm not going to change.
See, I can't think.
Oh, okay. You got to write something down, though.
No, I have, but I don't think it's like niche enough.
Oh.
All right. I've got two answers, so I'll accept either.
Okay. I'm going just something super duper random. I don't know why I think that you like this.
Wait. I'm changing my answer.
Oh, okay. Oop. Imagine if and I. Oop. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sticky date pudding.
What?
I don't know.
I love sticky date.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I don't know. I just couldn't think of anything else.
So are we getting these questions back to us?
Wait, I'm thinking ones. Maybe.
What did you go?
I did the sour glow worms.
Oh, see, if I'd gone to that, like, you're a lolly girl, yeah. I would have gone something sour and lollies.
Sorry, went too, like,
okay, sorry. Whereas I had a very, in my head, it was like a dessert that you get on like a plate that you have to order at like a restaurant or something like that.
Miscommunication.
That's a half a point.
God, okay.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
No, I should just go with the thing I first thought of. Yeah. The thing I first thought of was the state of origin cake your mum makes.
Such a good answer.
That's what I'm like. That's specific.
That almost deserves.
Otherwise, I was
going to
say
that
it should have been like.
Yeah, that almost deserves.
It would have been like the double choc ice cream fudge from Gelatissimo or whatever.
No, but it's wrong.
It's a double fudge brownie.
That thing from. Yeah. Was that what you wrote down?
Fudge brownie, yeah.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Unfortunately, the rules very clearly stipulate one answer per contestant.
Oh, yeah, I thought, no.
Therefore, the winners of the first round of Best Friend Check is Maddie T and Maddie B.
The third name of this whole
quiz. I think I like Best Friend Check.
All right, let's just go. Same questions, we'll go back to you guys.
Oh, we're doing the same ones.
Why not?
Okay, now we've, okay.
But I don't know.
That's the point.
Do you remember what the questions were?
So the first one was favourite movie.
Okay. Oh, she doesn't have a
Come on, Maddie,
movie.
You know, come oh. on. I always have to write this for an answer.
Okay. Matthew could also have a
what?
Couple.
I actually have no idea. I feel like you're more of a TV show gal.
I know, but I feel like if, just think more, I don't want to give you clues, but just think more if I like had to be asked, there's a certain, I'm not going to give any clues, but.
I can't even think of one. Can you think of one for her?
Come on.
Maddie Proud.
I'm more just saying this is the answer I would just give. If, do you know what I mean? Like, it's the classic answer I always give when you get asked in, like, you know, when people get you to fill out things, what's your favourite movie? I always say this.
Even if it's not true.
Even if more like, if I thought about it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it may change, but
Movies is really hard.
I'm just going to think, yeah.
Okay, I have gone.
Oh, no.
Is that not what you were going to do? No. Okay. I said High School Musical 1, 2, or 3. That's always just like my go to answer.
Three.
Yeah. But in order of three, it would be 2, 3, 1.
So, yeah, that musical didn't even like cross my mind to go to.
What were you going
to
say?
Like Coach Carter or something like that.
That's too mainstream for me.
High School Musical's not.
I would have said a Cinderella story.
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
that's okay. Yes, that's okay.
So sorry.
I'm a more answers. Complex when it comes to movies, so I understand
I was going
to
say, I feel like you're more of a TV show, like One Tree Hill, OC kind of.
And I probably say to 400 movies, this is my favourite movie ever.
Yeah, she does.
So just to clarify, that's an incorrect answer.
Yeah. Okay, for you, tricky.
Mm.
I've got many honourable mentions and I'm just going to go with Mamma Mia.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Can I mention the honourable mentions and see if it's in there? Titanic?
Close, but no.
Troy?
Close, but no.
Greece.
Crazy Rich Asians.
No, but a good movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Avatar.
It's Avatar. I actually knew that.
Apparently you didn't because you named four movies before it.
It hit me before.
You know, it would have been between probably Titanic, Avatar and Troy. I love an epic.
One of my other ones would be Crazy Stupid Love. That's one of my favourite movies of all time.
David
Lindhagen.
David Lindhagen.
Cuckolded me.
See, I'm not good at remembering, like for me as well, I'm like, can't think of movies.
My friend today sent me a video of the scene in, you know, What to Expect When You're Expecting. It's like the boyfriend finds out that the girl's pregnant and he's like, what do you mean I want to be a stay-at-home dad? It's like I've won the lottery.
That's Matthew's life goal.
Oh, I really can't wait.
I knew that.
It's so good.
I'm so annoyed because even when I wrote this question, I was like, oh, Avatar. I know that.
Oh, so you've
they got it wrong. We would have been back.
Well, I just knew. I was like, what would I answer? I knew it would be Avatar. Goddamn. Okay, next question.
Was it the siblings?
It was the siblings.
All right, okay. Mine's easy. Oldest to youngest.
What was that? About to do youngest to oldest. I was like, wait, what?
Okay.
We got Max, and then you've got yourself, and then you got Doug.
Well done. I've also just realised that before I sent my answer before you said yours, thinking that I had to go first. So I've really stuffed that up big time. But anyway,
tick,
we got
tick,
there.
Though.
Tick, tick, boom.
So the game is practically void.
At this point.
Let's just cancel it now.
Oldest, Daniel, then Nathan, then you, the baby.
Correct.
Just a baby. A little baby.
A witta boy.
Third question.
I didn't say that.
I can't remember what the third question was.
Ask karaoke song.
Karaoke song.
Oh.
Maddie, come on. Know? Just go really like.
But now I'm on the High School Musical train. Oh, but now I can't get off it.
Nah, get off it.
Okay. I think I know.
Get off it. Come on. This should be easy. This should be easy.
I can't think.
I'm so disappointed.
I've actually got no idea. You go first.
Shania Twain, Forever and Always.
Forever and Always, yeah.
Bravo. I just had to bag myself there.
Bravo.
Great film clip too.
Maddie Turner. So I'm an open.
But you could be One Direction. It could be Justin Bieber. One Direction.
Maddie, I'm just really disappointed in you right now.
Beauty and the Beat.
I think I know who it is. Is it Taylor? Is it Love Story?
Yes. Yeah. I reckon I said that was my go-to car is going Love Story, Taylor Swift.
But I feel like you say a lot.
No, but Love Story's like the go-to. Like as in it's like Love Story's like the most iconic Taylor Swift song.
It's very
so that's
karaokeable
the karaoke. Yes,
too.
Exactly. It's within my range.
I didn't actually get to guess.
So
yeah,
boy.
I know. But also, yeah, people going, oh, so we just narrowing it down. Anyway, next one.
Anyway.
Hey, what was the next question? You guys are remembering the questions more than me.
Fear.
Okay.
I have to know this one. Sorry, because I was going to say
this one?
Yeah, I do. So I hope I do.
Oh, I have to write it down as well, don't
I? Yeah,
I have to know what my fear is. What if you're just super confident?
Oh, wow, I'm not.
What if you're super confident?
I know you're like one fear.
You're one
fear. Yeah, okay.
What is your greatest fear? My greatest fear is not that I am inadequate. It's that I am powerful beyond measure. It is my dark. That's from Coach Carter.
How many quotes have she got?
That's from Coach Carter, the movie.
That's what
you
I
guess.
Mean. She quotes a lot of movies.
Sorry.
It's confusing.
Nothing wrong with that. It's good.
Thank you.
It's confusing for me, though, to know which one she likes the most.
Okay. What's her fear?
It's not that Helen's going to get her again with a prank.
It should be.
I'm going to say goats.
I wrote goats and dogs.
Sorry, what's up with goats?
No, but if I had said dogs, you would have been like, no, I'm not scared
I know,
of dogs.
I'm not scared of dogs. I just don't cross the road to meet a dog. Goats, I had this really bad experience in a petting zoo once, and just goats really creep me out. They've got like the bit of a beard and like the teeth and like
they just. Is it the shape of their pupils? Well.
It's the shape of everything. It's like I took my cousins to the zoo one time.
Goats are awesome.
And this goat like kind of full mounted like my little cousin. And I was like, my cousin was like three. And I was like, you're looking after yourself, buddy, because I'm not getting in that petting zoo.
That's how I was scared of dinosaurs. I was chased by a dinosaur.
There you go.
What, in a petting zoo?
No, outside of Wildlife World.
Yeah, see, look how cute they are.
No, but then look up evil goats. You've got cute, you see, you're looking up baby goats. I've never met a baby goat. Look up like scary.
You know about the fainting goats?
Oh, I have seen
that's
that.
That's quite funny.
I have
seen
that.
Like
did you know that mountain
it.
Goats have like two legs that are shorter on one side because then they go up the mountain one side?
I didn't, but I do
now.
Yeah. Okay,
so So maybe that's why I'm afraid of goats. Is that my dad, when we were kids, told me that story. He said mountain goats have their two inside legs are shorter because so they can only walk in one direction around the mountain, but it's so that they can walk faster. And so over time, I've told a lot of people this story. I've spread my wisdom and my knowledge. And then my dad happened to be there one day when I was telling somebody and he's like, that's not true. I was like, you told me this. He's like, it was a joke, but I've literally spent like years
like
and years.
She's preached it to people.
Yes, so many people.
As you were saying that, I kind of went.
So many people.
Seems and like it's limiting, but
yeah, like they can't walk the other
really
direction.
Confident,
fall down.
So I guess I'll go.
See, it is a believable story.
Funny,
thanks,
cause
Tony.
I've had that same thing. I'm like, and if you want to go down the hill, I guess you'll have to go.
You got to go slowly down, like whirl around.
You'd have to go backwards.
Or go the opposite way.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of angle yourself down.
Anyway, a lot of people have been told this story.
Lucky it's not true.
That's a great prank.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Tony.
And she doesn't think she'll be catfished.
Oh, God.
That is so true. I'm the most likely. Oh, sorry. Continue.
Matthew, your fear. Do you want to say it first?
No, you say
it. Oh, no,
you
I say
guess
it first. Like endless holes at the beach.
What?
No.
Potholes.
Endless holes.
Like holes that like you fall into at the beach and you get buried.
That is a fear because, well, actually I had it as one of my prompts on Hinge. So I said, you know, I used to be a kid and you used to dig a hole at the beach and you dig down and the deeper you went, now water would start to get into there. And I had this fear like when I was young, I was like, if I fall head first into that,
I'm just going
to
sink.
You could drown because you wouldn't be able to dig your way out of it because the
sand
would
collapse.
Dig your way to
China.
You'd end up in China. And you just have your legs hanging up. Because that's also a similar thing that if like if you fell into a well head first. And I thought, what if the well was too narrow that you couldn't right yourself the right way up?
What have you written? Drowning in a river at midnight?
No, I wrote zombies.
Oh, so, you did.
Because I said zombies are believable.
Okay, like wait, why do you have zombies? Why do you have dinosaurs?
Okay.
The goat makes more sense.
Yeah, you've got a supernatural
house. Unfortunately, his makes a little bit more sense. Because he's like, there's a possibility of a zombie.
Like when you, if you guys watched Last of Us.
Oh, that was a good show. Yeah,
I was like, I'm not saying like zombie, like, but like things like...
See?
Like,
great show.
I could,
yeah.
I could see something like
mutations
that happening.
And like, you're right, there is a possibility it happens. Oh, now I'm scared.
And I was kind of like... Whereas I'm like, you know what's not happening? Like dinosaurs won't suddenly roam the earth without us having notice. Without
zombie form.
Like we'll have notice.
Jurassic Park could happen.
Yeah, but like they won't get to Australia.
That's a Friends quote.
I like that. Sorry, I didn't pick up on that.
We just saw a quote out here today.
Yeah, I thought something happening akin to zombies or some kind of thing. And I was like,
I did know that too. That's unfortunate.
But yeah, anyway, enjoy that little fun fact about me, everyone.
I like that.
Holes at the beach.
So no holes.
Have you had any replies?
It's niche, but when someone gets like, yes, I get that.
Then it's true love.
Yeah, right, okay.
Then they get a second date.
And then believe it or not, I'm still single.
so that was okay, last one was dessert. Dessert.
Okay, I'm not at the restaurant. Just putting it out there for you. I'm not at a restaurant.
Okay.
Got mine.
Oh, you at a restaurant?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No,
don't
no,
be
no,
at the restaurant.
Don't be at the restaurant.
I've got one. Only one.
You're also
okay.
About, okay.
Okay.
I feel like it's a classic. It's a staple for
you. Oh, wait, no, I'm nervous.
Oh, now she's typing. What? Oh.
I'm going first. Sticky date pudding.
No.
What?
Oh.
I love it, but it's not my favourite.
We have just had this discussion like 2 weeks ago and you said sticky date pudding. What
no,
is it?
No, my answer is tiramisu.
Do you guys remember when you guys went to Italy together?
Do I remember? Yeah, because you'd ask every night in a shitty Italian accent. It didn't miss.
I've got two options for you.
Okay, now I've got to go with your gut one at the start.
I'm gonna say one that hasn't gone stale in your cupboard. Or should I go with the
stale? No, go the other one.
Oh, talk about collusion. How's the table talk? No.
Wait, I think so. Yeah. I'm gonna say popcorn with Maltesers.
Well, yes, I've written Maltesers because I thought the Maltesers is the dessert element.
And then but salty.
And then what was the second one? 3, 2, 1. Shortbread creams.
But like the judges to interfere here.
She says they're her favourite, but they'll be in the cupboard for like a year.
But that's also because when I did my ACL, we talked about it on a something once that was my favourite biscuit. And I reckon I got given like 50 packets of shortbread creams. And I'm like, of course I'm going to go stale because I can't eat that many at once.
But yeah, Maddie loves a bit of a salty coffee. Moment with the Maltesers.
With the tea.
Yeah, no, they are.
Tea. Dip it.
That
dip
was
it,
a real discovery in the movie, like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like someone's like, let it linger for a little bit so it gets a bit soft. It's got to be like, it can't be falling off, but it can't be still like hard. There's a perfect amount of
peachettes.
Sorry, I started slow with you. Sorry, I really.
No, but that's actually a fun fact because I've not been eating as many lately. And then this afternoon I got home and I was like, I need a coffee. This will perk me up after the big day. I was like, but I want something to dip into it. And I was like, I didn't have anything. And that's when I needed the shortbread cream.
Did they say the coffee with melting moments?
Oh, the melting.
I made them.
That's what I ended up having. Oh, because really? I had a little melt. I think we should do the best friend quiz, me and Matthew. Because we had like a packet that I'd been given something world. And I dipped a melting moment into it.
I made them on Saturday at home.
Can you bring some next week?
Barbecue. Yeah, I can. Yeah,
please.
Look up. do you want us to leave?
Sorry.
no, what I was going to say to you, Manny Proud, we're doing this again and you're going to make the questions.
Okay. Okay, I like it.
And we're going to make this much more efficient.
Best friend check was semi-successful. Stay tuned for the next installment.
Okay, we're going to do our gains, obstructions, goals, but speedy, but really speedy this time.
We promise.
Because we had a long episode, but that's because we missed last week, so you needed more bang for your buck.
And you're because welcome. We had more to say because Maddie got shut up for a week.
I just have a lot of feelings.
Maddie Proud, start us off.
My obstruction?
Yep.
Obstruction is a story Maddie Tony wanted me to tell everyone, is that so at the end of every training session, I'm trying to talk really fast because this through the speed round. Is that we all do ice baths. And so we leave bathers at the centre, yep. We hang them up, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a few weeks ago, I started to notice that like my bathers were not the next day when I came there or like a few days later, always in the same spot. And like, a couple of times I was just like, maybe I just didn't hang, like I usually hang them in the same place, but then there's also like a rack and I usually hang them on a hook. And I came in a few times and I was like, this is not where I left it. And then even one day I came in and they still felt like a bit damp. And I was like, that's weird. We haven't been here for like 2 days. So anyway, the other day we came in and I was like, I definitely did not hang them on this rack. So I've got a theory that there's somebody in the team or like one of our like squad members or someone that's coming in and using our ice baths that's been wearing my bather bottoms. And it's kind of making me feel a little bit sick. Anyway, so I've started to have to get like a test. I've been like, okay, everybody's you're my witness. Like this is where I've left them. Let's see where they are when we come back tomorrow. So my obstruction is potential is potentially sharing my bathers with another human being.
Is Helen Housby just... I'm not going to get past
it. It's Peter Rang 2.0. That could very well be.
Dipping it in the water and hanging them up. That's it.
Pardon?
Just dipping it in the water.
Yeah.
Hanging
and them that's up, actually, that could be.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think so.
It's a very... because everyone was a bit like, wait, what? Like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Actually, that's not a bad call. Investigatory work is good there.
Or am I overthinking?
Great speed round.
Matthew, quick. You're obstructed.
Yes, hi. Really recent, there is a bird in the stairwell at home.
As of like this afternoon.
As of this afternoon. Actually, that's all day.
Literal and figurative
actually
obstruction.
Actually, fine by me, but it's influencing my housemate.
Me.
Matthew, there's a bird. I'm like, it's not like it's like a crow. It's literally the smallest little thing. And I said, think about it. It's having the worst day of its life.
Birds are flying diseases. And in a confined space, you flap on me, I will jump out the window.
Flap you.
Oh, so that's your
okay,
obstruction.
Okay, good one. Go on, Matthew.
My obstruction is that I have finished the books, which was not on my bingo card because I got into them being like, oh, I was like, Maddie, how many books are there in the series? She's like, five, but only two have come out. And I'm like, I don't even know if I want to read these. 2 weeks later, I've read the first two and the third has just been announced for next year. So now I've got to wait.
Yeah, not till like the 21st of January.
25th of January.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Gee, that's a long time to wait.
It is so long and I'm having like withdrawals and
she's got the shakes.
Yeah. Really, yeah. Welcome to the world of
fantasy.
Yeah, I said
and
I
starting
said
a series that's like not starting completed series. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
How do you guys just finish a book? Like it's just.
Oh, you feel like
now I know how readers of Grace and the Court 1 and 2 feel as they really await Grace number 3 to come out, which is in the works.
Okay, my turn off.
My obstruction is Doug. He was meant to hold our keys. He's not holding
oh,
shit.
Oh, useless Doug. Goals?
Goals.
Goal.
No, gain.
Oh, sorry, gain. My gain is, as I said, Thursday night went to the Cricket New South Wales Awards. Mm-hmm. Daniel won an award. And this is just a shout out for feminism. The MC asked him about me and was like, oh, so we know your partner, Maddie's here. Like, she's a netballer, blah, 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 blah. How has she supported you? And I was like, that would never normally happen at a men's. Well, actually, sorry, it's a lie. It was for the men and the women. So, mm-hmm. But for him to come up, I feel like it's usually the other way around. Like, how mm-hmm. does Daniel do this? So I thought, slay. I mean, it also helped that the MC does the netball events. So she knew me,
that
but
really
it also
slay.
Worked.
That
but in front of everyone. Slay. So thank you.
Matthew, gain.
Gain, yeah. Obviously, finished the books too. You started reading, so I just joined in. Got done. We had a couple of lovely nights where the TV wouldn't even go on. We were just in the lounge.
Could just listen to the bird in the hallway.
Yeah. It was just me and my boyfriend, Zayden Ryan.
And I wonder why people thought we were dating. We'd sit in the lounge reading books together.
Cursing the bird.
Although my screen time did go through the roof because I was doing everything on my device. Oh, so
that's books. What I wanted to tell you.
Kindle.
No, sorry. Maddie was saying before we jumped on the podcast, she's like, you've read them so fast. I got them on my phone.
That you were iPad reading though.
No, but I had them on my phone on an illegal website first.
Allegedly.
Call the police. Call the police.
I don't know if it was illegal, but surely it was.
Well, you didn't pay for it, so full stop, yeah.
Anyway, then I bought them. Anyway, next, my gain. Harry Styles has hair. Next, Maddie.
Thank God.
My gain / recommendation is Lola in the Mirror by Trent Dalton. Really recommend. Such a good book. And yeah.
And he just reshared your post.
I know. Great.
And he replied to you. Slay. We love you, Trent.
Goals.
Goals is to find the beta thief. Well, actually, no, my goal is that hopefully there is no beta thief. And I'm just going mad, which I think is also probably equally as disturbing.
Fair.
Stay tuned.
Goal, Matthew.
I'm just seeing about that thief, but like, it's staying
sorry,
there.
Sorry, borrower. Yeah.
Borrower?
User. what's the terminology for that? What would you go to jail for? Misuse.
Yeah,
it's stealing for a period of time. Even if you return it, you've still stolen it.
Yeah, okay. So yeah.
Stolen doesn't mean it never
part-time
is returned. Thief.
Well, no, it's not part-time thief, because it's not like they only do it on certain
limited
days.
Minutes thief. Ooh, anyway, weird. We'll get back to that. Anyway, can let us know.
Goal. Okay, I guess start a new book, but there's a good recommendation.
Hey, that's lovely. Mine. It's
Lola in the Mirror.
Yeah, we just flew through them, and now I'm kind of like, what do I do?
What do I do with my life?
Or do you want to go down that road?
As long as we can do it for you too.
The claws are out.
Next, my goal is to really start ripping into ACOTAR because I'm a couple chapters in, but it's not gripping me yet.
I'm loving you as a reader.
What is it? A crown of thorns and roses or whatever?
Yeah, and I only realised a week ago that was the same thing as ACOTAR.
I've never heard of ACOTAR, but here we go.
I didn't realise ACOTAR was an acronym for a crown of roses.
Crazy. No, my goal is the same as Matthew, find a new book because I have gone through them.
Speed reader.
Wow, well done everybody.
Perfect podcast don't exist. Maddie.